Music from pianist Lang Lang's new recording of J.S. Bach's Goldberg Variations. Here with the New Classical FM, my name is Mark Wigmore. Lang Lang is here with us this afternoon, all the way from Beijing, China. The superstar pianist has been eyeing this Goldberg Variations project for decades. And after 20 years, he recorded several takes, one in a modern studio, the other a live concert recording made at the iconic St. Thomas Church in Leipzig, where Bach is buried and where the composer worked himself. For fans and critics, this Chinese concert pianist has been considered one of the most exciting performers for as long as he's been considering making this record. He was the first Chinese pianist to be engaged by the Berlin Philharmonic, the Vienna Philharmonic, and organizations throughout the U.S. Last year, not only did he get married at the Palace of Versailles, his piano book album was the highest-selling classical release on the planet. He calls this recording of Bach's Goldberg Variations a dream come true moment. It's my pleasure to welcome Lang Lang to the Oasis, all the way from Beijing. Welcome.
Thank you, Mark.
You're speaking with the New Classical FM in Toronto, in Canada. It's the home of another pianist who recorded the Variations.
Yes.
You likely know who I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Also, he's my favorite pianist also.
Right. And when you have someone as iconic as Glenn Gould and the recording he made of the Variations, plus many others, of course.
Yes.
I would imagine it takes a little courage to say, I have something to contribute to this masterwork, to the Bach Variations.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is he inspired me to play this piece. At age of 10, I was starting to listening and watching his performance, the later performance of the piece.
Yeah.
I've been so amazed from his playing at age of 10, because I felt his Bach isn't the one I always thought. Very academic, always putting everything into a frame. Less pedal, less color, less emotion, less dynamic. Instead, Glenn did everything in the most interesting, passionate, musical, dramatic way, which inspired me extremely.
He was ahead of his time in that we so often hear now, whether it's you or someone like Viking or Olofsson, that Bach is up for interpretation always.
Yes, yes. Because the more we know about the real Bach, what we call the Baroque Bach, is that he is so brief to open up a lot of new ideas, new chords, new technique, and new dimensions for music. And the Goldberg Variation is a perfect example that he felt there's no limit, which he can just do whatever he felt he's able to create. You know, when you see each variation, it has almost like each one is representing a different universe.
Yeah, I think back to you playing when you're 10 years old and you're listening to that recording and you're, here we are now, sometime later. You held back. Why did it take you so long to record this?
I just feel that I wasn't ready for this.
Right.
This is not a piece which we can just say, hey, you know, just feel it and let's record. This is a piece you have to be really convinced by every detail you choose to interpreting. And every interpretation plus all the repeats need to make sense, need to make the connection to the original, authentic way of playing on the harpsichord or on the Baroque organ. It has to be connected. I mean, it's not hard to understand, but it's really hard to connect theory, music theory, you know, into the real live music with everything has to be thought after with real emotions rather than it's kind of like a method, you know, it has to come into a real music making. And that takes time.
You and I could have a big conversation, too, about period instruments. I mean, mm-hmm. that's a struggle mm-hmm. for people all the time as well.
Yes.
But that could take another whole hour. So,
right.
You know, you recorded this several times, obviously, to make sure that you found the right take and so on, including at the St. Thomas Church, the Thomaskirche, where Bach worked and mm-hmm. he's now buried. Must have felt great, or what did it feel like to be in that church where the man worked?
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, first of all, I mean, I came into the church many years ago, and I listened to the organ musician played. The master of the church played some of his toccatas and some of his organ work, and I was really overwhelmed by the vibrations from that organ into the church. It's gigantic, and in the same time, everything has sort of a spirit, Bach's soul still alive, because Bach wasn't so happy with harpsichord.
Right.
He felt the harpsichord kind of limited for his artistic creation, which I got so emotional. And then when I start touching the piano there, I was next to the Bach's grief. You know, it was really next to the piano. It's unbelievable. It's like he's sleeping there and you're kind of trying to give him a good dream.
If you're just joining us, Long Long is with us all the way from Beijing, China. He's recorded J.S. Bach's Goldberg Variations, and there is now a super deluxe version available through Universal Music Canada and, of course, the Yellow Label. Tell us about home right now. We've all been living through the pandemic, and I know it's been a challenging time for artists and musicians. How have you been coping this last 6 months? You're so used to jet-setting around the world.
It's really struggling, because after this recording, I didn't really play any concert. I only did some like smaller concert recently, but it's very different than what was before, you know, with the full capacity of the audience and with real big recitals, huge concertos. And here we're doing a lot of like streaming concert.
Right.
I mean, you know, teaching and some small concerts, small live concert with half of the hall, or you know, 30% of the audience. So it feels very strange. It's a very difficult time for performing art. So it is quite tough for us.
And what's the mood in China right now? As I mean, we're fascinated because you're a window for us to tell us how that culture is dealing with this moment.
We are actually in this moment is much better than 6 months ago, much better. So in a way that the movie theaters are open, reopening, not with full seats. I just heard yesterday that the concert hall in China are starting to open for 75% for the audience. So that's really the best news I got this year so far.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. But obviously everybody knows the pandemic is not finished. It's actually still quite dangerous. So everybody aware of that. So everyone is wearing a mask everywhere we go. Yeah.
Now, I have to ask, just because I saw the photos, you were married at the palace in Versailles in France last year. That wedding ceremony most people only dream of, was it as special as it looked? It looked just absolutely glamorous and fantastic.
It's actually more magical than the picture when we are there. I mean, I really couldn't believe it happened there.
Yeah.
I still couldn't believe. I mean, when I, you know, try to remember that night, which is unbelievable.
I think it's you and Kanye West, right? Both of you guys?
Yeah, something like that.
But a spectacular location. Those are wedding photos most of us could only dream of.
Yeah, I mean, I felt very lucky.
Tell us about the deluxe version of the Goldberg Variations. I would imagine it's the recorded, the live, and we get a visual documentary as well.
Yes. We did a documentary, what we called On the Way to Bach. We started in China. We had an interview with my first piano teacher who taught me first piece of Bach. this piece. Uh-huh. And I still remember she wanted me to play Bach every week a new piece by him. She said, if I can memorize Bach well, I can memorize every composer without any problems. So we started there, and then we went to Bach's first church in Ashdod, which is very close to Leipzig. This man was mostly in his province from entire life. He was always, you know, in the same area.
Right. He was a real workhorse too, as well.
Oh my, yeah, yeah.
I mean, just the output.
Yeah, and he also had a huge family. I mean, he can have like a few football teams, I think.
A lot of kids. And,
yeah. Yeah. Oh my. I mean, unbelievable. We also had a great Baroque teacher, Andreas Steyer, back in Cologne in Germany. So he was giving me many lessons on how to understand Baroque music and the Baroque style, and also the combination, basically to adapt those sound and style into the modern piano of playing. It's almost like the same way when I learn ancient Chinese music, when I'm trying to do like old Chinese music on the piano, it's the same kind of procedure to first to ask the Chinese folk musician how they do the vibratos, how they do a certain special technique which we don't have on the piano, and then we try to adapt similar sound to the piano. I just find, you know, the ancient music has some connections from different part of the world if you listen. Yeah,
I love that, and I love that your ear is your ear is waiting to make those connections, which is very special. We get to see all those events in the documentary, plus what you did to put this record together. The record is out now, Long Performing Bach's Goldberg Variations. It's available to download, stream, and the deluxe edition with Universal Music Canada and Deutsche Grammophon. And Long, you are scheduled to be here in Toronto at Roy Thomson Hall in March, and you will be performing the variations. So we certainly hope to see you as things change and reopen.
Yeah, I mean, if everything goes smoothly, I would love to come back. But in this moment, I think we have absolutely no idea.
50-50 shot.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I know, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for making some time for us this afternoon, all the way from Beijing, China. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark, and all the best to Canada, to Toronto.
You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. Let's listen. Long's recording of Bach's Goldberg Variations, brand new.